I want to welcome into the playroom a friend of the Twin Cities, and he has been here many times performing. Got a really special concert coming up. Not only that, he's an incredible saxophonist who got the high five from somebody named Prince, and we're going to talk about his work with him. We're going to talk about his new music. Welcome to the playroom, Adrian Crutchfield. Thank you so much for coming on the show with me.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's a pleasure to see you and meet you.
You have weaved your way into this community in more ways than one. First thing I want to talk about is the fact that you and your music, you stand out. And the cool thing about it is that you just start really, really early. And from what I'm reading, 4 years old, you fell in love with music. Talk about that for just a minute.
Yeah, sure. My family was, you know, they liked live music, so they would go to shows. And my parents somehow scored tickets, like floor seats, to a Kenny G concert. And
right,
so
right,
my parents just decided we're just going to take him with us. Kenny G thought it was peculiar that there was a four-year-old in the audience. He kept looking at me, trying to figure out why I was there. And eventually he stopped and he asked my parents to bring me to the stage. And they did, and he asked me a bunch of questions. And at the end of it, he gifted me a Casio wind synthesizer saxophone. And that's basically how my whole saxophone identity started. There on, I was a sax player.
That's a great story, my gosh. For you to be able to have that story to tell, and it, you know, it was like somebody passed you the literal baton. So fast forward then to how did you get connected to our Twin Cities here? And how is it that you chose to go into this line of work? Because we all know it's not easy, but if you get that inside of you, you just have to do it.
You know, I'm from a small town, Roanoke, Virginia. And I had a really great support system in Roanoke. My whole family, my god family, my cousins, my aunts and uncles, you know, my neighbors, everybody has always supported me in my town. My community is amazing, but everyone knew that I needed to leave in order to grow. And so I moved, my parents moved me to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I grew up. So I just had, I had amazing community growing up, and they kept me on the track and showed me the way. And not long after that, I started, like, I think I was 12 years old when I started playing gigs with my mentors. And so that led to me playing professionally and eventually getting the call to come to Minneapolis. I think that came from, at the time I was touring with a singer named Anthony Hamilton from Charlotte, North Carolina. Anthony's an R&B singer, amazing singer, soul singer. And we opened for Prince when he came to Charlotte. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so my best friend Marcus Anderson is another sax player.
Yes.
We were both in the horn section for Anthony that night. And I think that's where Prince first saw us. And he, you know, fortunately, he had a lot of Carolinians in the band already. So, you know, John Blackwell, Shelby J, Cassandra O'Neill, you know, we had a lot of Carolinians. I mean, technically, Maceo Parker. So many Carolinians in the band. And so when they came to Charlotte, he may have started asking questions at that point. Maybe 4 months after that, we found ourselves at Paisley Park working with Prince. And that's kind of how my whole Minneapolis trajectory started.
So on your bio, it says that you were one of the last saxophonists to work with him in the New Power Generation. When you think about the loss we have with him not being with us, still creating, you have to tuck that in your heart, I'm sure, when you think about being able to say that.
You know, it's a very somber thing. I'm very proud of that. I am the last saxophonist for New Power Generation. And I wear that badge with so much honor because the horn section that I started with was 11 people. It was a big band.
Wow.
So to hold that reputation of the New Power Generation horns is a very proud thing for me. But then to have, and we all know how Prince was, he could turn on a dime. So to have survived through all the renditions of the NPG horns, to it just being me. And I don't mean to be arrogant with that, but I take so much pride in being the last one and being the one that was there last when we were doing projects with Mono Neon and Kirk Johnson. Imagine over the past 40 years how much music that he had done that nobody had ever heard before, and how much of it will never, well, I don't know if it'll ever reach the light of day, but all of it is amazing. And it's just crazy to think about how much material that he covered and he created in his lifetime. I think that people 50 years, 60 years from now will hear some of this stuff and it'll still be relevant.
Still be fresh.
Right. And I think that's the magic of artists like Prince. I think that he transcends time.
Okay, well, I know you have new music out, and we're going to have an opportunity to hear you, but you're going to be performing Tuesday night, June 3rd, and not only are you going to be playing some of the music that you just dropped on a new CD on May 2nd, but you're also going to be involved in Prince's Purple Playground. This is a very special concert. They're going to get to hear you. They're going to get to remember the jams of you and the Prince sound, the Minneapolis sound. But they're also going to be able to learn about the Purple Playground, which is so important about
Right.
the marriage of music and education for kids. Can you give
Exactly.
me a little bit about that? Because I know you've been music director.
So it's really a workshop, and it's really so one of the things, another thing I love about Prince is the Prince fans. I want to tap into that a little bit. Because there's nothing like Prince fans. There's nothing like the Purple Army. What I love about the Prince fans is they live by his example. And so with that being said, when he passed, some of the fans wanted to find a way to keep his legacy alive in children, in the youth, because that's the future. And I think that's really important. And they nailed it. I mean, they're absolutely right. The children are the future. They're the way. And they're who are going to carry Prince into the next generation. There's nothing more satisfying to me than seeing young people experience Prince and the music of Prince for the first time. And seeing their eyes, their pupils dilate, and seeing them just really start to absorb it and to realize that they're becoming fans. I love that. And so what the Purple Playground does, it's a writing workshop for teens where we incorporate, life, the experiences of life, or we encourage them in how to use art to express themselves and what they're going through in life.
Wow.
And I think that's another thing that we've lost is that kids don't have access to those things anymore. They're taking band out of the schools. They're
I know.
taking art out of the schools, these kids don't have outlets. They don't have, and then you see what happens when kids don't have a way to express themselves or when they're not encouraged to express themselves. They implode. Prince is timeless because his music is helping us to communicate and connect with these kids. And show them a way, one, to show them a way to express themselves and to have their own therapy to help themselves, but also two, to expose them to music that they may not have been exposed to before, and to show them that art is what it is and how it works for them. And then three, to give them the opportunity to become artists themselves. So I think that's the important thing about Purple Playground.
Now, I know that I was talking to somebody in regard to the fact that there are registrations, enrollments still happening right now. And I'm sure they're going
Yes.
to be present at the Capri Theater on June 3rd. My guest is Adrian
Yes.
Crutchfield, and he has a concert coming up June 3rd at the Capri Theater, also music director of Purple Playground. You can learn more about that at purpleplayground.org and learn more about what they're doing, fusing education and music. And introducing young students and possible writers and performers to the music of Prince. But let's hear some more from you right now, and we're going to hear something off of Adrian's latest disc. The song we're going to hear is called Someday, and it's off the new CD called Slick. Adrian Crutchfield on saxophone here on Listener Driven Jazz 88. My guest is Adrian Crutchfield, and it's so much fun for me to have him here at Jazz 88. He is from the most recent New Power Generation with Prince. He's going to be celebrating Prince Week on Tuesday at the Capri Theater, June 3rd. You're all invited, but it's also a celebration for the Purple Playground, which is a merging of education and music and getting kids that are being introduced to the music that lives inside of them by introducing them to music by Prince. You are the music director, Adrian. Thank you so much for being here talking about that. Then not only do people get to hear you perform your music, you're going to be involved with that eventually as well too. So talk to me about the music you're playing on stage that night.
Yes, sure. So of course, first of all, we're going to feature some of the kids. That's the first thing you're going to see is some of the Purple Playground itself. You're going to see what the work we're doing. And these kids are amazing, like I said before, they're incredible. And that's the whole point, is to bring people in so that they can be exposed to what we're doing with these kids, the amazing work that these kids are doing. And then I'm going to play some music of my own. So I'm going to play music from my Leap album. I'm going to play music from my Lover album. And I'm also going to play music from my newest album that came out May 2nd, which is called Slick. And then because it's celebration week, I may even pull out some some good old-fashioned prints and purple music. So we're gonna have a party, and it's gonna be a great time. It's gonna be for a good cause, and I just can't wait to see everybody. You know, I love coming back to Minneapolis. Anytime I can come back to Minneapolis, I'm going to come running. So
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
You can find out more about Adrian Crutchfield at his website, adriancrutchfield.com. And if you're interested in this concert, you can find that at the Capri Theater. You can also find it on Adrian's website, but also purpleplayground.org. This is all great information. You're the official kickoff of what's going on for that week of celebration in Prince's name, but also in your name, because you are an incredible artist yourself. Thank you for coming back
Thank
to the
you.
Twin Cities. And thanks for joining us here at Jazz 88.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you all there.
That's Adrian Crutchfield here on Jazz 88. And of course, that concert is coming up June 3rd at the Capri Theater. For more information, you can go to capritheater.org or adriancrutchfield.com. Now here's the title cut of his new album called Slick.